Tell me, Senator Cruz, where do Chinese gooseberries come from?
I yield for this question, and most would say China. But think again. Chinese gooseberries actually come from New Zealand. The way things are labeled are not always in fact.
There's something called a Panama hat. Can you tell me what part of the world the Panama hat comes from?
Well, I would yield to that question. And note that it could possibly be Panama. You might think if you call it a Panama hat that it would make sense that it'd be Panama. But nope, think again. Ecuador. Ecuador makes Panama hats. I don't know that anyone makes Ecuador hats.
Yes, Ted Cruz, I knew the answer to that question because we took America Tonight a couple of years ago to Guayaquil, Ecuador, and I found out that very fact that Panama hats are not made in Panama, that in fact they are made in Ecuador. How about that? So that was some of what Cruz did, and that was Senator Mike Lee with him, filling time over 20 hours, 21 hours plus, as he spent that time on the Senate floor, could not leave for a bathroom break, didn't drink very much water, kept going, going, and going, almost a full day. Could you talk for a full day and be in that one place and kind of just move around? Because you can't sit down or anything. Oh, be tough, wouldn't it? But did he prove his point? Some would say, yeah, absolutely. And some would say, oh, that's just a spectacle. Yeah, that he's, what did one writer call him? Palin-esque. Gloria Borger said he was Palin-esque in what he did in dividing the GOP with his rant against Obamacare. And then in the end, the way he voted was with the Democrats because here's the thing. We knew that there was no way, at least in this first time around, that that was going to be defunded. It was a 100-to-zip vote. It's a procedural deal where the spending measure avoids this partial government shutdown next week, right? That gets amended by the Senate Democrats. It restores the funding for the health care reforms, which was eliminated by the House Republicans, and Cruz was trying to block that. He's trying to block the Senate consideration of the spending legislation because Harry Reid made it clear they would remove that clause, that provision that would defund Obamacare. But see, the thing here was that he split up the Republicans. But this is nothing new because the Republican Party does not have one footprint. It doesn't. It's got seven footprints, probably. And there's definitely at least three major ones. And Cruz is not part of that. He is the freshman senator who does his own thing, goes his own way, and he's a Tea Party guy. So that would be like Mike Lee. That would be similar in some ways, because not all the way across the board, but similar to Rand Paul. Remember his filibustering over the drones and would there be drone strikes against United States citizens in the United States? And remember how well he did with that filibuster. So Cruz didn't get support for the tactics from the old guard, the Mitch McConnells and John McCain's or even Bob Corker. But and then he, in the end, voted with them to open the spending plan to revisions by the Democrats. Reid slammed Cruz, but that's not a surprise. He said the all-night speech was a waste of time as we face a shutdown of the government and we don't authorize the spending money so that the tactic reflected, this is Reid, he said it reflected a perspective that had a bad day for government amounting to a good day for Tea Party conservatives. And Corker said that a better idea would be to get the bill back to the House as soon as possible so the Republican majority can offer a compromise. And that's what they're offering. The compromise that the Republicans in the House are saying is to not to push the affordable health care, delay it another year, meaning really the individual health mandate is the big thing for a full year. Because already the president postponed another component that affects business of the part of the health care reforms for a year. Remember, they pushed that down. So they're saying, well, maybe they'll do this one. We could vote on that instead. So think about this. Back to Cruz for a second. 2:40 on Tuesday, he started talking on the Senate floor, and he wrapped up just hours before he would end up taking that vote. Wow. That's a long, long time to talk. As I said, how many of you, forget when you, how you feel about it. How, at 9 a.m., he was on the floor, except for Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who is the presiding officer. So, and even Durbin and Cruz had a few hostile exchanges. In fact, I think we have Durbin saying something to the effect of what was going on there, but there was definitely no love lost, and you could tell that from some of the things that went on between them. And, you know, that has to go on. I mean, that has to do with health care, because Durbin was a huge supporter of the Affordable Health Care Act. He was pushing that the second it came up, pushing it. So he wasn't thrilled about the idea of the whole defunding of Obamacare in the first place. So I think we have Durbin, and Durbin, like I said, talks about first-class health care, saying that, you know, actually we have it best. Can we roll that?
First-class health care. Let me tell you who has first-class health care. The senator from Texas has first-class health care. The senator from Illinois has first-class health care.
Yeah, so that's the thing. He was taking a little sarcastic shot, and the sarcastic shot means, yeah, we've got good health care. That's the whole thing. And saying, you know, basically affordable health care will change the fates and fortunes of other people. So, you know, keep your paws off of our health care, if you will. The bottom line is, for now, the government is not shut down next week. It doesn't look that way. But, hey, it's not official yet, because you have to rectify the two chambers. But it's like Groundhog Day over and over and over again, isn't it? It is. I just think of Bill Murray. What if he were like a senator and that clock radio would go off 6 a.m. and 6 a.m. and 6 a.m.? I mean, do we not learn anything from this? I mean, isn't there a way to push the ball forward? If any of these guys were NFL coaches, they'd already be gone. So they're going to keep battling it out. They're just going to keep battling it out. And we're caught in between all of this because we're the taxpayers. It's our money. The bigger the government gets, the more bloated, the more we pay. I mean, look at this, the tax structure. The tax structure changes as we have to figure out ways to pay for more. And now you have this debt ceiling, and that's the amount that the government can borrow to pay its bills, but it has to be raised by October 17th or else there's a default. And then we run into more problems. Ugh. All right, a little O&E on the flip side. Stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
From America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, to our friends at 1240 KBiz, your news information leader in Ottumwa, Iowa. Great people there in Ottumwa, Iowa. I've been
through
it.
Yeah, what to the Iowans?
I love Iowa. I do. I spent some time in Iowa when I got out of school in Ohio and got my first gig was in Kearney, Nebraska. And, yeah, good heart and soul and salt of the earth kind of folks, for sure. Absolutely. Coming up on our next America Tonight, a couple of things I want to tell you. Ben Fuchs is going to stop by again to give you some great advice on how to eat healthier. I know. You know, here's the thing. It's like, I'm like everyone else. Trust me. When you're running around, your hair's on fire and you're crazy and you just, you think you're starving. So you want to eat something, right? And what are you eating? You're eating crap from the vending machine. And it's very scary to me with how we're seeing people that seem healthy and then all of a sudden they're riddled with cancer or they've got some other disease. And we're talking people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, it's not like somebody that they were healthy and then all of a sudden they were 90 years old and then this happened. It just feels like that to me. And Ben swears this, and he's not the only one, that part of the reason is because of the too much of the foods that we're eating and the stuff that's in the foods. I mean, when you think that some of these French fries we eat, and listen, I'm a potato, meat and potato chick all the way, there's no doubt, but some of the French fries that we eat, they're like petrified. So you leave them out and they taste the same 8 days later. Well, there's something in those fries that makes them taste the same when you just warm them up. I'm just saying. So Ben, we're going to chat with Ben. And then, besides that, we're going to also talk to Russ Riddle. He's got a book called Lawyer Up the Smart Way. And he's not like the typical, he's like a cowboy guy. He's not like the typical lawyer guy. And he sees people getting ripped off all the time because they, at some point in your life, you need a lawyer for something. And they don't know how to find a lawyer. They don't, you know, other than the billboard lawyers. And that's only really for accident stuff. You know, you have no idea because they have so many commercials. So that'll be a fun conversation, too. And plus, Brandon Lang, we'll talk a little bit more about the NFL. He's a fun guy. If you ever saw the movie Two for the Money, Matthew McConaughey, I've said this a couple times, played him in the movie. And that movie actually is pretty good. I like that movie. There's something about it. And there's something about Brandon Lang, too. So anyway, he's funny, and we'll talk to him, too, on the show. So many things. And we'll talk about those healthcare exchanges. So now the insurance prices are coming out. You can start on October 1st. They're going to start to pump this out, get those healthy young buyers. And what are they going to have to pay? And what do the plans mean? And the cost? I mean, see, here's the thing. The cost is going to really vary across the board. There's no question about it. So, for example, an average premium for a 27-year-old non-smoker, no matter male, female, is about $163 a month. But that's for the lowest cost plan. Then you have another plan, see, that's $203, and that has more benefits than the bronze. Oh, and then there is the gold plan. So you feel me here? Right? $240. So, okay, well, if I get the 163, that means if I'm in an accident, I get, what, catastrophic? But then if I pay $240 a month, and this is somebody that's 27 and healthy, then I get everything. I get the whole shebang, all of it, right? But you still have to qualify for that, too. And then it's different, because I just saw this, too, in the Wall Street Journal. In Nashville, the same 27-year-old non-smoker might pay $41 a month for bare bones. So, wow, that's a big difference. Then $114 for the lowest cost new federal health exchanges rate that they can pay. So you get my drift here. It varies from place to place. And in fact, I saw the highest, Cheyenne, Wyoming. The lowest you could pay there would be $271. And that's affordable health care. And why is that? Because less people. So it's some of this isn't what people think. It's not. All right, odds and ends, that would be one of them. That's some of the things that we're talking about in our next show. But the true odds and ends are some of the funky, crazy things that happened during the day that might have been off your radar. Because most of us are focusing on, was the government going to shut down? What does it mean for us? You know, all that kind of stuff. One of the stories that I happen to see that it's probably starting to get some more what I would call buzz, people chatting about it in our nooks and crannies out there. But this former Montana high school teacher who admitted raping a 14-year-old student in 2008 gets out of prison after serving 1 month. You know that girl committed suicide? The judge who issued that sentence, of course, started a national outcry. So that's nice. A 14-year-old, think of the position of the teacher. And the kid just racked up, killing herself. That's what happened. This guy gets out. I think there's going to be some people in Billings, Montana, who he better run for the hills, that are not going to be too happy about this. I mean, it is outrageous. I mean, to me, that seems like a ridiculous mistake. And the girl, her name is Therese Morales, committed suicide before the teacher went to trial. I mean, just couldn't handle what happened. And Stacey Rambold is the admitted rapist, admitted that he did it. And there, I mean, people went crazy. There were petitions that were signed all over the place, not just in Montana. He was her high school teacher. And the judge apologized for some crazy comments that he made. And I mean, it's been nonstop since this happened. And man, it's sad. It's terrible stuff. I mean, what's going on in the schools? You have this situation where this happened here. Then you have the some of the female teachers and what's going on with some of the boys. And you think, and it's just sad because where is the education in the in between all of this? You know, are we getting, how many predators are we putting into our school systems? And I know there's great teachers. Listen, my grandmother was a teacher, and I love it when I still go back to New Jersey and somehow someone, I get connected to somebody who says, oh, yeah, your grandmother was my teacher, and she was just terrific, Mrs. Delaney and whatever. But and I know there are good teachers out there. There are great teachers out there. We've all had some good teachers. But if I were a teacher, boy, I would try to weed out some of these bad teachers that are somehow making it into the system. And we keep seeing these stories. Are they more reported, or is it because there are more ways to report this, or what's the scoop on this? You know, I don't know. But it seems very sad. It'd be something to worry about, I guess, if you're a parent, the kind of questions that you have to ask kids. If you just make sure if anyone says anything to you, make sure you call me immediately. Don't. That's crazy. Also crazy, some people think, is the fact that the FBI released the Navy Yard shooter's videotape of him pulling into the garage at the Naval Yard, taking his bag and his shotgun then eventually and roaming the halls. And you could see that he was getting ready to shoot people. I was, to me, when I looked at the video, you know, I was thinking, I was like, oh, if this was monitored, they'd have them. But it's not monitored. It's just videotape that they have after the fact. I mean, they're rolling videotape. So Aaron Alexis looked like, and I've already said this on this show, he looked like any other guy. He looked like a guy you could stand in the line of the coffee shop next to, and you'd have no idea that he was capable of going into this building and just shooting 12 people and then a few others that were wounded. And it's still, there's shockwaves going through Washington, the Navy. And so, you know, how can this happen? And then it's the 12 people who died and their families still trying to bury them and to wrap their minds around how this could possibly happen to their families. All right, thanks to Nathan Reeder. Awesome job producing this show and all of you for listening. We got a couple left. Stay with us. We're kicking it over the wall.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds,
water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
Healthcare in this situation, of course, for years now, going to Washington, I think the last 3 or 4 years, to take a little bit of a closer look at what does this all mean for everybody. And now here we are on the doorstep of these health exchanges. This is the latest part of the Affordable Health Care Act. And in our virtual green room, Kevin Coleman, he's the head of research and data at Health Pocket. Health Pocket did some interesting surveys. They had some info polls and found out some things about what people are thinking, at least numerically, you know, adding up the numbers of the people who responded as to how they feel about their information, the privacy of it, and what will happen as these exchanges get launched, and what kind of safeguards there actually are in place. Kevin, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much, and you're absolutely correct. You know, obviously, there's been a lot of news regarding you know, potential data security and privacy issue on healthcare exchanges. There was a congressional subcommittee hearing on September 11th to review the subject. And what Health Pocket did is went to the actual public to find out, what is your opinion? So, you know, let's forget about the politicians, let's forget about the you know, policy experts and you know, market analysts like myself. And so what we did is we conducted two nationwide surveys to explore consumers' perspectives on the health insurance exchange privacy issues and data security. The first survey that we conducted asked consumers whether or not they were confident that personal information requested on the health insurance exchanges would be kept private and not inappropriately shared with other government agencies. We then performed a second, completely independent survey and asked consumers if they were confident that their personal information, you know, stored on these exchanges would be secure from hacking and other misuse. The results of these two surveys were striking in their similarities. In both cases, the majority of people were not confident in either the privacy or data security on the exchanges. for the privacy issue, 53% of the people said they were not confident that their information would be treated as private and not inappropriately shared. This compares to 22% of the people who said that, yes, they were confident. When you take a look at the data security survey, it was very similar. 57% of the people said that they were not confident that the exchanges would be safe from hacking and other misuse, while 20% of people said, yes, they were confident. Another very interesting finding we had in both surveys was approximately one out of four people didn't understand that personal information was going to be required on these exchanges. And we think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people aren't familiar with a variety aspects of the Affordable Care Act. One of them being, how do you know if you qualify for a premium subsidy or a reduction in out-of-pocket costs? And that requires personal information, you know, things like, you know, your income, you know, the number of dependents you have, et cetera. So that's a brief overview of you know, some of the findings we had from this specific survey. And one of the things that I've tried to talk about to reporters is that these public apprehensions about privacy and data security really aren't unique to health insurance exchanges. You know, they apply to the world of, you know, e-commerce, social media, you know, other spheres of online activity. And if you take a look at a recent Pew Research survey, they found not only that most Internet users prefer to remain anonymous, but that about one out of five surveyed had had an email account or a social networking account compromised or taken over by someone else without permission. So we can understand that this provides a bit of a backdrop for the consumer perspective. And I'm sure, you know, the news cycles on the exchange deadlines really haven't helped things, you know, nor has the you know, Office of Inspector General for Health and Human Services report in August, you know, talking about the state of security testing.
Yeah, and the stuff that we're talking about, as you've mentioned, the personal information, that means Social Security, number, address, date of birth, income. That's, I mean, imagine the concern of the hacking or getting out, more people having exposure to it. Also from things that we've seen where people have had personal information. Do you think that also plays into it? Experience that, yeah, some transcripts were released and some government information came out, some veterans information was hacked into, the fact that there's more awareness of that happening.
Yeah, we certainly live within an age where there have been data breaches, you know, across our sphere of existence. I mean, you know, from, you know, private insurance companies to, you know, banks to the government. Of course, you come back to the, you know, the reality of the situation. You know, there will be pieces of highly personal information requested of you. Social Security number, income, date of birth, home address, whether you have any physical, mental, or emotional health conditions that limit activities of daily life. And within the context of these eligibility determinations, you know, it's completely legitimate to ask these questions. But, of course, it's going to touch on consumer sensitivities of, will this data be secure and will it be safe for misuse?
Yeah. People go to healthpocket.com. You can see there's lots of information there, other things that you've done in the past, in the recent past, and in the last couple of months. One of the questions that you asked, one of your poll questions I thought was really good, do you believe that the new Obamacare marketplaces will reduce the rate of growth for health insurance premiums? Because as you know, Kevin, this is a big concern to consumers about how much am I going to pay? I only have so much. There's only so much a paycheck can go, and what do I do? And what did those results yield? What did you find?
You know, that's very interesting. I'd have to go back to specific ones. As I remember with that particular study, there was a general feeling that, you know, these new Obamacare exchanges will not limit premium growth.
Yep.
About half of the people, 48%, said that they didn't believe that the exchanges would reduce the rate of growth. About 17% said yes, and 36% said that they weren't certain. So there is a great deal of pessimism, and obviously part of that has to deal with the fact that healthcare is a really complex ecosystem. It's not something where you can wave a magic wand and, you know, affect changes. One of the big cost drivers for health insurance rate is, you know, human sickness. How how often are you using medical services? What are the medical services that you're using? And that also brings into play behavioral issues. Are you exercising? Are you keeping to a diet? Are you not obese, et cetera? Because things like smoking, obesity, lack of exercise all can contribute to, chronic conditions, which can be very expensive. I mean, think about a chronic condition like diabetes. That can be enormously expensive to treat over a lifetime when you can consider not just, insulin, but issues around wound care, vision problems, circulatory problems, et cetera. So, it's a very, complex, multivariate, problem that the government is trying to fix when they say we want to reduce healthcare premiums.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about what you guys do at Health Pocket besides all these polls and information you're providing there.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, I head up research there, so I'm the guy who puts together these research studies on the market as well as the surveys. But much more importantly, what we do is we provide an environment where consumers can come and anonymously compare all the health insurance plans within their area, whether that's individually purchased insurance or Medicare insurance. We also have information on a variety of Medicaid programs, short-term insurance for people who are in between jobs and may only need insurance for less than 12 months. So what we're really trying to do is come out with a very simple pro-privacy environment that allows people to compare insurance plans in an unbiased environment. There's no special weightings of plans because of someone paid us more money or anything like that. Everything we do here very much is from a pro-consumer advocacy perspective.
Yeah, do you find that since you've been around, a lot of people are taking advantage of being able to weigh the options and really find out that information that they can't always dig around for?
Oh, absolutely. I was just looking at our web analytics this morning, and you see this incredible swell of interest. One of the things that we've seen, and this goes back to some of our survey work, is that there's enormous amount of confusion regarding the transformation of the healthcare market that's upon us. And as such, more and more people are now going into the research cycles. They want to make an informed decision. They want to try and make the best decision for their personal circumstances. And what's good for you may not be good for me. So it really requires people to see what's available in their area and then take a look at other issues they may not have considered in the past. For instance, one of the things we're seeing in the industry right now is an increased use of narrow networks. That's a smaller network of healthcare providers, your doctors, your hospitals, serving a larger number of enrollees. Well, if you're someone who has a favorite doctor or a specialist, a pediatrician, or maybe you've gone through cancer treatment and you have a specialist there, you don't want to lose that person. So it's very important for you to be able to validate this, to make sure that your medications are covered, that you're going to be able to find cost sharing for the medical services you use in a range that you can afford given your monthly income. So it's a time of great uncertainty, and what we're really trying to do is come out into the marketplace as a unbiased resource that is just going to allow people to find the information they need easily, simply, and be able to make an informed decision.
Yeah, and it's a great, great resource. Check it out, healthpocket.com. Kev, thanks for coming on America Tonight. Appreciate the time.
No problem, Kate.
If you leave me, babe, I don't know what I do.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Again, so many of you take advantage of the internet highway, and you send me your thoughts on all the things that are popping, zigging, and zagging across the nation. And really, affordable health care seems to be on everyone's mind. That and the nonsense with the budget coming out of D.C., because you get hit with it every single day. We keep hearing about, oh, we're going to run out of money, and then what happens? D-Day is October 24th, maybe, by the time you get through the whole debt ceiling nonsense. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Our first one is from Kevin Long, who is listening to us in the great state of New Jersey. And Kevin says, hey, Kay Delaney, I think we met one time at a studio in New York. I was excited to hear you on the air the other day. My question is, with these health exchanges, do you know if the health exchanges are available in every single state? Because remember, there were some states that opted out of them or even set up. I'm pretty confused about that. And there's actually someone in my family that needs insurance that might go that route. Whether it's something that's the lesser of two evils or not, who knows? But at least I'll know whether or not you can check it out, or they can check it out. Yeah, that's a great question, because I just looked into that the other day. 36 states have it. 36 states have health exchanges set up. Remember, there's a big problem with this, that they couldn't set them up, and then there were so many governors that were saying they were opting out of doing that. So it depends on where that relative is from. If I'm understanding you right, if they're from New Jersey, they should be fine. But if they're from somewhere else, it depends. And since you didn't specify, I'm just assuming Garden State, and if it is, then they're okay. Let's go to the next one. This one from Mateo, and Mateo says, Kate, ridiculous, the words of the president, I thought anyway, from what I heard a little bit of the clips on your show and a few other shows as well, from the United Nations addressing the General Assembly. If I'm to understand it, it sounded like The president said we are in much better shape than we have been in the last 5 years. You have to be kidding me. With the chemical weapons being used, with the stuff that just happened in Kenya, and there's a slew of other things we could certainly point to, even our own Navy Yard shooting and the fact that we've had some attempts to do harm in the United States, I would have to say I disagree respectfully with the president. I'm not a big Obama fan. I think it's terrible, though, when people just trash him to trash him. But I think he's completely wrong on the idea that we're safer than we have ever been. He must be reading different reports than his own people are. Yeah, you know, that was it was strange the way that came out and the way it sounded, because I listened to the whole thing. It was like 40-some minutes. And it did sound like, yeah, we're way better off. And I'm thinking to myself the same thing. You're talking to someone who's a glasses half full person, right? So, but I'm just listening to it from the point of view of what he was saying as far as where we are in the world. And I disagree. I think there are definitely some still scary things happening. I mean, has there been progress made in some areas? Well, sure. But we've had people on, even from the CIA recently, when I said, I understand there's much more sharing of information because that was one of the problems. Remember 9/11, that the FBI didn't know what the CIA was doing. They didn't know what the NSA was doing, and now it's gotten better. And the senior CIA person that we had on said, no, baloney, it's worse than ever. So my information from the Pentagon wasn't even correct, according to his point of view anyway, saying that that's not really happening. That's what they want everyone to think, but it's not, you know, that's not really happening. All right, here's one from Butch who says, hello, America Tonight. Dig the show. Wanted to know about Obamacare. It seems rather confusing. Thanks for a lot of the shows that you've done on healthcare, and I got to give you kudos because you have looked at it from all angles, not just one point of view. I think that's a good thing, that nobody can accuse you of just hammering the same point home, that it's just terrible, terrible, terrible. But it seems to me that there's much confusion over this, and that lower cost insurance really might not be available to a lot of people. Isn't it true that you would have to have, you know, have the right age and have to have hardly anything wrong with you to get a lower premium? Yeah, from what I understand, the biggest thing is people are hoping that they'll have insurance that won't cost as much. But the thing is, you're going to have fewer healthcare providers. So how does that work? I can't imagine that it's going to be that much cheaper, because if you have fewer healthcare providers, I don't think so, unless you're in those pools, I guess, or, you know, private insurance companies, what can happen there. But, you know, it's healthier people. This is the deal. If you have a pool of, you know, you take people, can you imagine this? This is like a movie. And you split them down the middle. Oh, sorry, you used to be healthy. You paid your whole life into healthcare premiums. Now you suddenly got that surprise cancer. Well, you're on the other side of the room and you've got to pay triple. You're healthy, so no worries. We've got you covered. And it seems like that's the idea. You know, that still, even with this so-called reform, you're still going to see that. And this is part of the problem. The part of the problem is you would get, how could you have insurance where you'd have all risky people that were costing a fortune? At least the way it's set up now, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think that works out. That's not going to work out, because you're differentiating. So some would have to cost more. So the question is, how can insurance companies make healthcare cheaper so that they can have offer people lower premiums and get more business? Well, I still say what should have happened, it's that whole profit thing, is that you could have cross state lines. In other words, so you could shop for that insurance. And to me, that would be the best, that was the best option if it had gone in that direction. And I think there was some talk about it. I'm sure somebody threw that out there. Larger networks, you know, I don't know. It's, again, how many people are ill, chronically ill, how much does that affect, you know, a lot, I would think, in a healthcare exchange. They're going to need a pool of people pumping in premiums who are healthy, or else it'll be drained. That's the way I think that works out. All right, here's another one, because we're going to rifle through a bunch of them. Sometimes I dilly-dally through them, but this time I'm going to race through a bunch of them. So this is Bruce. Bruce is listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Bruce says, hello, Ms. Delaney. Respectfully, I do like all the information you're providing about Al-Shabaab, a very brutal group. I love the guest you had on the other night talking about it, as he had been in Somalia for quite some time and saw what the camps were like and really got a sense of what was going on there. Absolutely. There have been a couple of guests that we've had like that, actually. And Al-Shabaab, from what we understand, is the group is not only recruiting people who feel desperate or lost in Somalia, but other places, too. That was the whole idea of the shopping mall hit. Okay, hey, this is an upscale shopping center. So you think you're safe in Nairobi? Uh-uh. So 60-some people die in that. And you've got, you know, the targets were Westerners, including Americans, knowing that they used that mall. And that was the idea, to say, because Al-Shabaab means the youth, the idea was to say, here we are at Westgate, and just so you know, we've got also people who are American with us, and we also have people from Europe, so our group is big, and we're going after all the groups, except for Muslims. If somebody was Muslim, they were told to get out. They were asked about it, and they were let go, and that is a frightening thing. Talk about separating the herd, and where real life is now imitating art with some of the movies we've seen on terrorism. It's awful. Of course, it's awful. And more than 10% of the Kenyan population is Muslim. So it's interesting that they took the precaution of actually going a step further with the Muslims from the Nairobi Mall and, you know, evacuating them. So they were a little bit more, you could say they've had their ducks in a row, I guess, because I wonder how they figured all that out. They asked people, and that's what happened, and then indiscriminately killed the others, and phew, it's just terrible. All right, here's another one. This one from Wendy, who says, Kate, I laughed my head off when you talked about BlackBerry. I thought it was a great example, as you said, of not keeping up with the times when they were rolling in it just 4 or 5 years ago, and the fact that now hardly anybody's getting a BlackBerry. How could they not have kept up with what was going on with the iPhone, the Androids, and the other products that are out there? Well, everything stems from the top. So whoever, and I don't even know who it is, whoever the CEO is, he's got to be the person, the buck stops there. So when you're looking at technology, you got to have people that underneath you that you can say, okay, where are we going? This is what I'm thinking. Here's what we see that's on the market. Where are we in the middle of all of this, right? I mean, they were the smartphone people for a while, but they just didn't. I mean, a while means 10 years ago. They just didn't keep up with the times. That was a huge, huge problem. All right, so you get the gist of this, right? We went through a whole bunch of the emails that you sent. That was terrific. If you have any thoughts on the show, things you want to vent about, things you want to talk about, hey, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Back with more of America Tonight.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.